Message number 144. No man will fail to hear my son's word before the time comes for his return. Saturday, July 23, 2011 at 17:15. Second message from God the Father. I come in the name of my beloved precious Son Jesus Christ. My chosen daughter, while you sometimes falter in your attention to my beloved Son's call to hear him speak, you have risen in my eyes because of the gift you have given him. Your gift of becoming a victim soul to help save millions of souls makes him weep with joy and relief, for so many souls are being lost to the fires of hell every day, every second, and for every breath you take. My son requires your total submission now, my daughter. Do not hesitate to obey his every command. Your heart is full of love and compassion, not just for my precious son, but for all my children. Touched by the Holy Spirit, you will now feel instant love for strangers in whom you will see my light. You, my daughter, have now been given the graces to see both the love and evil in all. You will also be able to quickly discern sin in poor misguided souls. For this work now means that you must surround yourself with every protection. I will, my daughter, protect you and your loved ones, for now you will be targeted more forcibly by the evil one. Pray and ask me for this protection every day now, and you will be spared the intensity of the persecution. You must now call on me to help you spread these messages so that my son's voice is heard and revered in the way it should. My messenger, my daughter, you have little understanding yet as to what is required of you. Only so much information can be given to you at a time. You will now be inspired by me, and you will fulfill with my guidance the prophecies foretold when my son's word will be spread just like the holy gospel to mankind. No man will fail to hear my son's word before the time comes for his return. You have been given this task, and for this gift you must bow your head in appreciation of this glorious request from the heavens. My daughter, you will be assisted in every way, but you must obey my son at all times. Rise now, my daughter, for man needs to hear the word of warning that my son imparts so that souls do not have to suffer the torments of hell should they die in mortal sin without first being given the chance to be redeemed by my son during the warning. Let my peace flood your soul now. My heart surrounds every move you make. Never feel you are alone in this work, for you are being guided every minute of the day. God the Father,